Ariel, thank you for coming on. You can follow Ariel on Twitter at political L E L L E. And you have a lot of great stuff up there as well. But you put out this tweet about the coverage of Melania. And that's not something we've talked about a lot on this show quite yet. But Melania's, she's been taking some heat and she's not even in the public eye very much right now. Tell us a little bit about that. Oh, you there? Ariel, go ahead.
Sorry. So thank you for having me on, Annie. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. So I think the coverage of Melania Trump as of late has been pretty unfortunate. So she recently had kidney surgery about 4 weeks ago, and she did take some time to recover from that. But the amount of media speculation that was being tossed around by like day 20 of her recovery was pretty phenomenal, and not in a good way. Comparatively speaking, you know, when Hillary Clinton, when there were murmurs about her health, the media was very, very quick to say, now, you shouldn't be questioning Hillary Clinton's health. It's been reported that she's fine, versus, you know, Melania not being in the public eye for a couple of weeks, and suddenly, you know, you have people from CNN creating flowcharts of how many days that she's been absent from the public eye. And I just found that really remarkable because, you know, especially one reporter in particular from CNN, Brian Stelter, devoted a smaller part of his segment of reliable sources to discussing this, but just has been absolutely, you know, feeding speculation on Twitter the last few days. And then now that it's been, you know, released that Melania is fine and she's made several public appearances since then, it seems to me that, you know, this is very much overblown. I guess I shouldn't say several public appearances, but she did have a very prominent public appearance on Monday when she did the Gold Star Family event at the White House on June 4th.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say some of the accusations that I've read, like these are just absolutely insane, but there are people saying that like President Trump hit her and she's trying to like cover up bruises and not even being to be seen by anybody. I mean, it's absolute ridiculousness.
It is. And I think so. There are two things, or actually I'd say there's one distinction that should be made, is that there are, you know, conspiracy theories that I think the media has sort of vaguely fanned. And then there are ones that are being tossed around on Twitter by, you know, people who are clearly not in their right state of mind. But what really bothered me, so I expect those people, the ones on the fringes, to be making, you know, crazy outlandish claims about mm-hmm. what could be wrong with Melania. But I did not expect the media to be, you know, semi-reporting, oh, maybe Melania had plastic surgery, you know, maybe what is wrong with her that she isn't here. Kidney surgery can take up to 6 weeks to recover from. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the media is so, you know, so, like, I would say aggressive in their desire to go after Trump, that they would go after the First Lady during a time of recovery only weeks after a major surgery on her organs, to me was just really, I mean, it was really despicable. So I think what I would say is the best, you know, the strongest criticism and the strongest condemnation I would offer here is that I was just extremely disappointed in the media's, especially from people at CNN, and MSNBC, their desire to, again, just sort of nudge along these conspiracy theories, not say that they believe them, but present them as viable options for what could be happening, which is just ludicrous.
Yeah. Ariel Davidson with The Federalist joining us now. You know, the one thing that I really liked about your tweet was the way you connected a few very key things, Melania and Hillary, but through the connection of the media and the way that the media has covered the Hillary health issue, the Melania, you know, quote unquote, health issue. But I think there's something else here. This idea of covering women. Why do people hate Melania so much? She is a extremely educated person. She is, you know, there's nothing about her that's out there really that's controversial, other than the fact that she's married to Donald Trump. They hate this woman, and they don't even really have a reason to do it. And the way you put it on Twitter was great, because you're like, for Hillary, it was not allowed to talk about her, about her health, but for Melania, it's journalism.
Oh, yeah, it's fair game. It's open season. So her last name is Trump. That's why it's open season. You know, it's actually funny. I've talked about this on other radio shows about how the media coverage of Melania, and I think the Trump women in general, I think this argument could be made about the coverage of Ivanka as well, is particularly cruel and mean-spirited to a level that I don't think we'd ever see that type of coverage of Hillary Clinton, or I'd say any sort of Democrat woman, speaking frankly. I don't really know why that is. I've seen a lot of sort of more left-wing, feminist, progressive reporters go after Ivanka Trump for bows on her dress, and how, I think it was Joan Walsh, a reporter, went after Ivanka saying that her dress with bows on it was not the sign of a woman who was strong and ready to take over the world. And I was thinking, you know, my goodness gracious, 50 years ago, women didn't want to be criticized for what they're wearing. And now we have feminist types criticizing women mm-hmm. for what they're wearing and saying that that's signaling whether or not they're capable.
Yeah.
And to me, that's really unfortunate. And we see that a lot, you know, when Melania Trump wore heels. I don't know if you remember that one time.
Mm-hmm.
She had a frenzy when Melania Trump wore heels, when she and President Trump, I think, were visiting the site of a hurricane that had just passed. I can't remember if it was Puerto Rico or not. But it was some post-disaster zone, and Melania Trump was wearing high heels, and she was just eviscerated in the media for her heels and the elitism that signaled. And I can't imagine, you know, Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail wore Chanel jackets. They're well over $5,000 a piece. That is elitism as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to criticize women for what they're wearing, you know, I find that to be abhorrent. But I think that the rules are different for criticizing women that are associated with the GOP versus women that are associated with the left.
Yeah, you
and
can look.
That to me is extremely frustrating.
You can look at Melania Trump, Michelle Obama. She was a fashion icon. Like she could have graced the cover of every magazine with anything that she wore at any time. Like if you took the outfits off of Melania and you put them on Michelle Obama, people would be championing her as an iconic woman. And here you have a supermodel as the first lady, and she is criticized for it. She is basically taking heat in general for just essentially, as you said, her last name is Trump. That's really,
yeah.
It boils down to that's all there is to it.
Oh no, absolutely. Like I said, I just don't think that the media should be engaging in any sort of criticism unless someone's wearing, you know, like a chicken costume to a major White House event.
Yeah.
I really think these blanket criticisms of women's outfits and what they're wearing is just completely inappropriate. I know people from a fashion sense like to make conjectures, and that's different than saying, you know, look at what she's wearing. This is elitism. Her high heels are a sign that she's evil. I mean, these are ridiculous statements. And so in my mind, you know, I've just become completely fed up with it. So mm-hmm. again, the criticism of Melania versus Hillary Clinton struck a chord with me because it was just another data point in showing how, you know, women whose last names are Trump or women who are associated with the GOP in general tend to take much more heat from the media and particularly at times from female journalists as well.
Yeah.
And so I've just been disappointed myself, to say the least.
I didn't talk to you about this ahead of time. I just want to ask you this question. You can take the pitch on it if you want to. But yesterday, the Miss America pageant came out and said that they're no longer going to have a swimsuit part of the competition, and that the girls who are participating in these, I guess, their beauty pageants aren't really going to be judged on their beauty anymore. Do you think that there's anything political there? Do you think that's a good move on behalf of this beauty pageant, or do you think that this is really an indication of the political times that we live in?
Wow, loaded question. Well, I will say I did the Miss Massachusetts Teen USA pageant
mm-hmm.
About over 10 years ago. So I have done a pageant myself. And, you know, I will say that there's lots of talented, very, very talented, smart women who participate in these pageants.
Yeah.
Swimsuit side. And there are a lot of women who spend a ton of time training and, you know, honing their athleticism to do the swimsuit competition of the pageants. So, you know, I will say that, you know, there is an element of work involved for the swimsuit competition, namely, you know, increasing their athleticism and going through rigorous athletic training to mm-hmm. get to the point where they feel comfortable being in a swimsuit. Now, I do think it's a good shift to say, hey, you know, we should be looking at the holistic qualities of this woman beyond just her physical appearance. But I will say that given it's a beauty pageant, and it's, you know, there is a component that's based on the physical beauty as opposed to the, and as well as the inner beauty, I think that, you know, a beauty pageant that honors both types of beauty is probably the one that does most successfully from a business standpoint, because at the end of the day, these are businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And what I think will happen from this move is that we'll start to see a lot of beauty pageant contestants flock to actually the Trump USA organization. So there's two major beauty pageant organizations in the United States. There's the Miss USA organization, and then there's the Miss Americas.
Mm-hmm.
And the Miss USA is a Trump organization. And that was the one that I partook in. And that is, you know, has a swimsuit component, has an evening gown component, on stage interview. And that, I think, we'll start to see beauty pageant contestants flock to that, because some of them do want, you know, to be able to compete within the realm of, you know, physical beauty and athleticism. And so in my mind, you know, I think it's really, I'd love to see the contestants speak up and say what they might prefer. And I haven't really seen anyone ask the contestants what they would like to do. You know, if there was an uproar among the contestants saying, you know what, I don't feel comfortable doing this swimsuit competition, I don't enjoy it, then that's something that, you know, then I would say, absolutely, get rid of it. If there isn't a demand for it and the women don't like competing in it, they feel demeaned by it, by all means, get rid of it. But I do think there are some women who compete in beauty pageants who enjoy that aspect of it.
And they should be celebrated for being having that own opinion.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think it's important that we allow women to make these decisions for themselves. I feel like oftentimes they're made for the women because other people in conference rooms somewhere, they feel like they know better. Real quickly before I have to let you go here, I got to go in about a minute, but I want to thank you for answering that question. I didn't know that you actually were in pageants, so I wasn't trying to put you on the spot in that capacity, but I wanted to thank you for coming on today, Arielle. And Arielle Davidson at Political Elle on Twitter, contributor to the Federalist. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Annie. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. You know, the thing about beauty pageants, to me, I think that the interesting thing about beauty pageants is they actually show a whole bunch of other facets of these participants that are not the beauty. I mean, obviously, all the women that are in a beauty pageant, they're all beautiful. But you get to see the talent and the intelligence that is behind that beauty, which is what really counts. Once you get out of the pageant world, you're going to have to be able to do something other than just look pretty. But the pageant in and of itself isn't about just looking pretty. I mean, that's kind of the point, isn't it? I don't know. That's what I thought it was. Arielle Davidson, contributor to The Federalist, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.